God and Liberty listening in around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. Well, we're here, been here all day at our two police and military organizations and been getting a lot of things done. It never is as much as you'd like to get done as I volunteer my time here. But, good to hear from more of our police and military out there every day. And I have a report here from Michael Gaddy. Michael Gaddy's a former Army veteran of Vietnam, Grenada, and Beirut. And he lives up in the American Southwest, Four Corners area of the American Southwest. I guess I'd say down in because I'm up here in the Northwest. But I want to share his information with you here. Certainly happy that he wrote into our police and military associations here, talking about his son who just got back from Iraq. And he named his report here, "Please Don't Support My Troop," meaning his son. So I want to share that with you tonight. And also, I've got a report here from, I can't imagine that you haven't already heard about Congressman Ron Paul's interview on Alex Jones radio show by now. Been a few days ago. And so I won't go into very much depth on that, but I want to enlighten you on that just a little bit, remind you a little bit about that interview. And then get into Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' report about the police state is closer than you think. And we have some, he's put out a very good article on the police state. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, remember, was, I would just actually say that he was an enemy of the people, the free people of America, for many, many years. And and I can say that because of his bio that's listed on all of his reports. He was a former associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, a globalist world government publication. He was former contributing editor to the National Review, another hardcore globalist New World Order publication. And he was former assistant secretary of the Treasury. So, but we're just surprised and very, very pleased that it seems like that he's come over to the side of the American people now and writing some very good reports and articles. And we'll share his article with you when we get back. Folks, thank you for being here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with the reports.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I want to share this letter that came in from our dear brother, Army veteran of Vietnam, Grenada, and Beirut, Michael Grady. I'm sorry, Gaddy, G-A-D-D-Y. He says, my son returned from Iraq last week after a year's service. I feel this in my heart, folks, this letter, because my son returned from Iraq last year. And he just told me a few days ago he's heading back to Iraq again. So this means a lot to me and probably a lot to a lot of you out there that have friends and loved ones that are either over in these wars for oil or they're getting ready to go. And so he says here, my son retired from Iraq last weekend, or returned from Iraq last weekend after a year's service. I confess to breathing much easier now that he's out of that quagmire over there. I have a personal request for all of you George W. Bush supporters and Christian war hawks. Please do not support my troop, meaning his son, of course. I have visions and aspirations of having him around, seeing him settle down and start a family at some point, and being near as I grow older. Your support of my troop would mean that he would be sent back to this war started and continued on lies to become a target for those who would rather live their lives without the interference of a foreign government. empire-seeking New World Order invader. Actually, my son completed his contractual obligation to the military several months ago, but thanks to your support, he has been stop-lost and has no idea when he'll be allowed to resign his commission. Why would I not want your support for my troop, you ask? Considering your support for our criminal government that has led to the death, destruction, and misery of millions of people on this planet, that is basically a no-brainer question. Of course you supported the troops back in World War II and thought it was a good thing, but somewhere along the line your support of the state led to leaving behind over 20,000 of our fellow soldiers whose liberation from Germany POW camps ended up in a Russian gulag, never to be heard from again. I'm sure those families appreciated your support. Folks, you remember about this. Under Eisenhower, that traitor to our country, he agreed with the Russians that they could take the 20,000 U.S. soldiers into their gulag, and we never did see him again, never heard from him again. They died over there, I am sure. Back in the 1950s, Michael Gaddy says, you supported my father as he left my mother and me and went to war in Korea. He never returned, giving his life somewhere in that foreign land. Because of the loss of my father, my mother put a vodka bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. Your wonderful support took both my parents. Thanks again. Your continued support for the troops in Korea led to the abandonment of over 8,000 POWs and MIAs, our brothers and sisters, to the enemy. Do you wonder why many find your support lacking? Just ask the families of those who have been left behind by this government you support blindly. Some of you supported us as we went to the jungles of Southeast Asia. Some chose not to. The results were really the same. With or without your support, our criminal government cares nothing for those in uniform. Those of you who supported us claim that those who didn't were responsible for us losing the war. Horse apples, he said. We lost that war for the same reason we will lose the one in Iraq. Wars started on lies to increase the bottom line of campaign contributors are seldom won because the war must be extended for as long as possible to ensure the contemporary or the corporations get their full money, full return on their money. There is a black granite wall in Washington, D.C., District of Criminals, so all of you war hawks can go there and read the names of 58,000 men and women, charred souls, bodies, killed with your support. Just exactly what did that get us? Does Vietnam have a democracy today? Your continued support for a corrupt government led to over 2,000 military personnel, our brothers and sisters, being left behind in that war, with grieving families never knowing what happened to their loved ones. Your support in Beirut, I was there, cost the lives of hundreds of Marines and soldiers as people who wanted us to get the heck out of their country destroyed our soldiers' poorly protected barracks. Please give me the upside to this loss. Is Lebanon better off today because those good soldiers gave their lives over there? I can see the faces of the young Army Rangers that were killed in the illegal invasion of Panama. With your support, again, they gave their lives to assist in serving a drug warrant on a foreign head of state, one our government has supported for years. You remember who he's talking about, folks, old Pineapple Face down there, who President Bush Sr. was in the drug business with for years and years, bringing illegal drugs into the United States. And Michael Gaddy goes on and says, is it not ironic that we later went to war with Iraq for doing to Kuwait, the same thing you supported our soldiers doing in Panama? Your wonderful support led to the unthinkable and unspeakable horrors inflicted on those soldiers who were in Somalia. You should be especially proud of that one. Those dead soldiers dragged through the states would not have been there if it had not been for your support. If you have trouble remembering this, sometimes spend some money for the book Black Hawk Down, and it should jog your memory. And there's movies out. There's a movie out called Black Hawk Down, too, folks. Only in the true Orwellian society could citizens send off poorly trained and equipped soldiers serving in a politically incorrect war led by the civilian leadership that has spent the majority of their adult lives in a revolving door between the military-industrial complex business and government service, and call the darn thing supporting our troops. Why do we call people who prefer to live their lives without having their land bombed, their women and children killed, and their old folks killed, their national infrastructure destroyed, and foreign soldiers on their soil, terrorists? Have you ever wondered what word the American Indian had for the U.S. government back in the middle of the late 19th century? History tells us we referred to those Indians as savages and those red devils because they fought and died for their land and their culture. What did our ancestors call the British who were doing it to the colonies, precisely what our government does to others today? Time to come clean, America. You are not in any way support you do not in any way support troops by sending them to die for Halliburton and Bechdel's bottom line. This is analogous to sending your teenager out in a car with no brakes, no tires, or bald tires, accompanied by a child rapist high on crystal meth, and calling it supporting your children. Rush Limbaugh was actually finally right about something for a change. There can be no support for the troops without supporting the war and government that sent them there. Your misplaced support for the troops is actually support for a criminal enterprise in which the military serves as the enforcement arm of that enterprise. If you want to support the troops, do not allow the state to send them to their death for corporate profits in wars sired by lies. Pretty powerful, folks. So said our dear brother, former Army veteran of Vietnam, Grenada, and Beirut. Thank you, Michael Gaddy. We sent him a message, and I'll read the message to you here, and thank him for this. I said here, I sent it personally myself, thanks for your continued service to your nation, Michael. As a Vietnam War era vet myself and having a son in the Army heading back to Iraq with a 22-year Army Master Sergeant veteran for a wife who was poisoned by our government and almost died in the first Gulf War at my side, I feel I can tell you from my heart, brother, thank you for your continued service to our nation. The honest letter you have sent is much needed today. Please don't stop writing and speaking out. You will save lives each time you communicate thusly with your fellow countrymen. And please don't forget to send us a copy here at our two police and military associations of any further writings. I will read them on my two daily radio programs with your permission, of course. Brother Michael, you seem to know who the true bad guys and terrorists are. Lord bless you and family, Law Officer Jack McLam, retired, publisher of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. Do you mind if I republish your letter? Well, folks, we're happy to get the letters, the phone calls, the emails from our police and soldiers from around this nation and around the world, too, and also those in the private sector that are very, very concerned about their loved ones and friends who are serving in these mercenary wars today. I think the best thing we can do, folks, is to pray for our brothers and sisters in uniform, pray consistently, and then educate people as fast as we can on the subject that we are not there in these wars for anything to benefit the American people. Okay, and that's the best we can do at this time. So that's what we're all about here at Republic Broadcasting Network. With your help, we're going to educate and awaken more and more people every single hour of every day. We'll be right back. Stay tuned after these important messages.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA Weather Service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power. A solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you back here again. We're not going to leave Iraq yet, folks. We've got another report that came in here from, of course, it had to come from out of the country because this kind of a report will not come out in the media here in America. So we had to go to the UK again, United Kingdom, to get this one. And it's about a family in Iraq who had their father, husband, taken by the U.S. military 10 months ago. And I want you to think about this. When I read this, folks, I thought about America. With the changing of the constitutional laws in America, let's say the usurping of the constitutional protections of the American people, think about this happening to your own family. You have a father, and all of a sudden, the government breaks in and takes this person away. You already know that George W. Bush has set up a system that our Congress seems to be going along with that can take you, put you in jail, some kind of a impound place, and your family doesn't need to know where you're at. They don't need to tell them. They can hold you indefinitely. There is no trial. There is no call to an attorney, and you wonder where your loved one went to. This can happen in America now because this evil leader that we have, George W. Bush and his handlers, have set up this system in America today. So when I read this, please think about this family. Yes, it's a long ways away. It's in a foreign country. But can this not happen here? It says here, family's fury at mystery death. I will always hate you people, meaning Americans. This is said by his daughter, Raina. This is coming, by the way, from a reporter, Luke Harding, there in Baghdad. And it says here, the first Mohammed Mimam Ismerli's family knew of his death was when his battered corpse turned up at a Baghdad morgue. Attached to the zipper up the back of the U.S. body bag was a lexicon note. The U.S. military claimed in the note that Dr. Ismerli, a distinguished chemistry professor in Baghdad, was arrested after U.S. tanks encircled his villa, and he died of brainstem compression. He was struck on the head, in other words. Dr. Ismerli, sudden death after 10 months in American custody, left his family stunned. Not least because 3 weeks earlier, they had finally found him and visited him in one of the U.S. prisons there at the Baghdad airport. His 23-year-old daughter, Raina, recalled that he seemed in very good health at those visits 3 weeks ago. The family commissioned an independent Iraqi autopsy. Its conclusion was unambiguous. Dr. Ismerli had died because of a sudden hit to the back of his head. The director of the Baghdad Hospital's forensic department certified. The case of death, or the cause of death, was blunt trauma. It was uncertain exactly how he died, but someone had hit him from behind, possibly with a bar or a pistol, Dr. Baker confirmed yesterday. He died of a massive blow to the head. We don't disagree with the coalition's report, and that's the U.S. military coalition over there, but it doesn't explain how he got his injuries in the first place, the doctor said to the Guardian newspaper in the U.K. The apparent murder of the high-value detainee held as part of the search for weapons of mass destruction 10 months ago is another blow for the Bush administration still reeling from the Abu Ghraib jail abuse scandal. Dr. Ismerli is one of the coalition's original 200 list of suspects from Saddam Hussein's regime, and his death happened just 2 weeks after the U.S. military began its own secret inquiry into the prison west of Baghdad. Last Friday, the Pentagon admitted it was now investigating 8 more suspected murders. Several prisoners have been found to have died before and during interrogations. They include Major General Abid Hamad Mohosh, a former commander of Iraqi's air defenses, who died last November during interrogation at Qom. The original U.S. autopsy said he died of a heart attack. It now appears he was suffocated to death during interrogation when a CIA officer put him in a sleeping bag and sat on him for quite a while. Last night, the family of Dr. Ismerli were little in doubt that he'd been murdered in U.S. custody. The reasons for his death were covered up, they believe. This is not a natural death, says his daughter, Raina. In the first interview given by the family since his death, the evidence is clear. It suggests that Americans killed him and then tried to hide what they'd done. I will hate Americans and British people for the rest of my life. You said you were coming to bring democracy, and yet you killed my father. By accepting your government, you accept what they have done here in Iraq. We'll be right back, folks. I want to say to you, is this not breeding more resistance fighters, folks? Is this not where the resistance fighters are coming from? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. Another sad case of a person picked up, held for 10 months. Their family didn't know for 6 months where he was or even if he was alive. Now, that is absolutely criminal, folks. You know, it's not the way America does business. It's not supposed to be, but it is today. That's the way we do things. The family, it says here, was told by the Red Cross that they could visit him on January 19th last year. And on February 17th, the organization informed the family that he was dead 2 days later. Or, no, two weeks later. And they said, I went to the morgue in the hospital and found him in a black U.S. body bag. There was a cut on his head behind his right ear. It was hard to miss. The family presented his autopsy findings to an Iraqi judge, and the Iraqi judge told us, you can't do anything to the coalition. What happened here is history, the chief autopsy doctor said. Yesterday, as darkness fell around the scientist's home, the family showed some of their family's belongings that were returned to them from the jail, a few Red Cross letters, a bag of clothes, and a framed photo. But there also was the legacy of emotion, of a kind now common across Iraq, the swelling into a storm of emotion. Daughter Rena said, I won't allow myself to rest until I have got revenge for him. I just want to ask you folks, where are the resistance fighters coming from? They keep coming and they keep coming. Are they not coming from the families of those that have been destroyed like this, or some family members been destroyed? Many of us in law enforcement know that that is the case. There are few foreign fighters needed in that country that we continue to bomb and ravage. We're creating these resistance fighters. Well, enough. Let's go back to the United States now, folks. We'll come back to the United States for a little bit. I want to share with you a good report from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We were talking about a little bit earlier. Before I get into that, though, I want to just say that we have received the Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul's statements here at our two police and military associations. And we are very excited about Congressman Ron Paul speaking out more today than he ever has before. He's been a friend of ours, our two police and military associations, for a number of years. Many years, matter of fact, but he's always been rather hesitant to speak out like he did on the Alex Jones program, and that's laid out very well by Paul Joseph Watson a few days ago. And we're very proud of Congressman Ron Paul because he's really beginning to stand up and tell it like it is. And I believe it is, as all of us feel around this nation, because he knows it is very late in the hour. It's very late. And it is time to speak out, as he did. He knows that there is a police state coming. He knows what the plans are of the international crime families that control this nation. And he's beginning to speak out rather harshly about this. I bring this up to you, folks, because I want you to remember to pray for this man. He is the only congressman we have in this nation at this time, or senator, that is willing to stand up and speak out like this. I think you know that. We have a certain congressman will stand up and speak out on certain issues, such as immigration and so forth, but Congressman Ron Paul is the only person we have there that truly knows who the true enemies of God and liberty are in our nation and in control of our government agencies, and is willing to stand up and to express what so much of what the American people feel. So we want to ask you, please do pray for this man. And now that he has made the most strong statement he's ever made about the Bush crime family that controls our government, he's in danger. He always has been in danger, but he has never directly confronted this crime cabal that is in control of our government and its agencies like he has today. So his foot could slip on a banana peel any time. But our Lord God can protect him if we'll just pray for the man and put the blood of Jesus Christ over him and his family. And I hope you'll remember to do that. We need him there very, very badly to let us know what the traitors in the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party are doing to our nation. And he's there, and he can see it every single day. With that said, I want to go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Remember who he is, folks, his history, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, and he's co-authored a book we haven't read yet, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. It could very well be a very good book, so I want to give him a little plug on that, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And here's what he says about the police state. It being closer than what you and I think. He says, the hysterical aftermath of September 11 has put into place the main components of a police state in America. Habeas corpus is the greatest protection Americans have against a police state. We were just talking about that, folks. Habeas corpus, if you don't know, ensures that Americans can only be detained by law. They must be charged with offenses, given access to attorneys, and brought to trial or released. Habeas corpus prevents the despotic practice of picking up a person and holding him indefinitely. You see, folks, that's the system we used to be under, and this doctor in Iraq should have been under that system instead of being held for 10 months and then murdered. But he wasn't, and many are not being given the right to habeas corpus that we have and we believe in this nation for all people, that if they're going to be arrested by government, they should be charged or released. And if they're charged, then they should be given access to attorney and brought to trial and not held indefinitely in these American gulags. President Bush claims the power to set aside habeas corpus. He claims this power and to dispense with warrants for arrest and with procedures that guarantee court appearances and trials without undue delay. He claims that power. He doesn't have that power, but he claims it. Today in the U.S., the executive branch claims the power to arrest a citizen on its own initiative and hold the citizen indefinitely. Thus, Americans are no longer protected from arbitrary arrest and indefinite detention. I wish I had before me, folks, the quote of the great Russian, I think he was a scientist, wasn't he, who served 20 years in the gulags there in Russia. I'm really reaching back now, probably 15 years, and I think you know who I'm talking about. But anyway, he made a statement about resisting and that in Russia they would all just have fear. They'd wake up in fear when they'd hear the boots on the stairs in the hallway because they knew the boots meant that somebody was going to be hauled off and you'd probably never see them again. That was in communist Russia. Well, it's happening here now, folks, thanks to President Bush, our wonderful Christian conservative president. These new seize and hold powers, says Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, strip the accused of the protective aspects of law and give rein to selectivity and arbitrariness. No warrant is required for arrest, no charges have to be presented to a judge, and no case has to be put before a grand jury. As the police are totally unaccountable, whoever is selected for arrest is at the mercy of arbitrariness. The judiciary has, to some extent, defended habeas corpus against Bush's attacks. But the protection that the principle offers against arbitrary seizure and detention has been breached today. Whether the courts can fully restore habeas corpus or whether it continues to be weakened in a weakened form or passes by the wayside completely remains to be determined. And folks, if you want to put your fate in the hands of the judiciary today, you're in deep, deep trouble. All right? Because remember how the judiciary is promoted up to being judges. They have to prove that they're willing to sell their mother or shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall. That is to the higher courts anyway. All right? Americans may be unaware of what it means to be stripped of the protection of habeas corpus, or they may think police authorities would never make a mistake or even use their unbridled powers against the innocent Americans. Americans might think that the police state will only be used against terrorists and enemy combatants. Well, folks, on my screen here at my computer that I'm designing, in the sheriff's newsletter, the sheriff's publication we're putting out to all sheriffs, we have the list there of Americans, Christians, constitutionalists, and others listed by the FBI as suspected terrorists. Yes, a brochure put out by the FBI. We have in our sheriff's newsletter that's going out in the next couple weeks to our sheriffs and to anybody in the private sector like to have one. That shows that you and I, if you're a Christian and if you're a constitutionalist, is listed there as a suspected domestic terrorist. So when Dr. Paul Craig Roberts says Americans might think that the police state will only use its power against terrorists or enemy combatants, guess what? That's who they're going to use their powers against. But you and I are it. We're the terrorists. We're the enemy combatants because we believe in God and we believe in the Constitution. And it's listed there in the FBI brochure. I kid you not. Get a copy of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter for Sheriffs, and you'll have your own copy of that list that went out to all law enforcement that and for their eyes only. It wasn't supposed to get out to the public. But back to Paul Craig Roberts' report here. It says, but terrorist, the word terrorist, is an elastic and legally undefined category. When the President of the United States declares, you are with us or against us, the police may perceive a terrorist as a dissenter from the government's policy. Political opponents may be regarded as against us, and therefore they may fall in the suspect category of terrorists. Or a police officer may simply have his eye on another man's attractive wife or wish to settle some old score. And all of a sudden a person becomes a part of that list of suspected domestic terrorists or enemy combatants. An enemy combatant might simply be an American who happens to be in a foreign country when the U.S. invades that country. In times before our own, when people were properly educated, they understood the injustices that caused the English Parliament to pass the Habeas Corpus Act in 1679, prohibiting the arbitrary powers that are now being claimed by the executive branch in the U.S. government. The Patriot Act has given the police autonomous surveillance powers. These powers were not achieved without opposition, however. Civil libertarians opposed it. Bob Barr, former U.S. representative who led the impeachment of Bill Clinton, fought to limit some of the worst features of the Patriot Act, but the act still bristles with unconstitutional violations of the rights of common citizens. And the merely created powers of government to spy on citizens has brought an end to privacy in our nation. The prohibition against self-incrimination protects the accused from being tortured into confessions. The innocent are no more immune to pain than the guilty. As Stalin's show trials, and we have show trials here in America, folks, every single day, that means totally controlled trials that are railroad jobs into prison or the gulags is what he's talking about here. These are happening in America, too. He says here, as Stalin's show trials demonstrated, even the most committed leaders of the Bolshevik Revolution could be tortured into confessing to become counter-revolutionary. The prohibition against torture has been breached by the practice of plea bargaining, which replaces jury trials with negotiated self-incrimination, and by sentencing guidelines, which transfer sentencing discretion from the judge to the prosecutor. Plea bargaining is a form of psychological torture in which the innocent and the guilty alike give up their right to a trial by jury in order to reduce the number and severity of the charges that the prosecutor brought against them. The folks, and yes, if you know anything about the new way charges are brought against people today, in order so that they don't ever have to go to court and you'll plead guilty, what they do is stacking. It's called stacking. The prosecutor will come in and he'll file 20 charges on you when he only had one or two that was any good to lay charges against you. But he'll put 20 charges on you, allege 20 crimes against you, and then come in and tell you you're going to put 45 to 50 years in prison, show you all the charges, if you don't plea bargain to one of the charges, or two of the charges, or three of the charges. And so you look at your life fading away, folks. Psychological torture is that you've now been shown your whole life is going to be spent in prison, and all of a sudden you're not guilty of anything, but you plead to some of the lesser offenses. So you only get 10 years in jail. That's what he's talking about here. Plea bargaining is a form of psychological torture in which innocent and guilty alike give up their right to a jury trial in order to reduce the number and severity of the charges that the prosecutor stacked up against them. The prohibition against physical torture, however, held until the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, as photographic video testimonial evidence make clear, the U.S. military has been torturing large numbers of people in its Iraq prisons and in its prison compound at Guantanamo, Cuba. Most of the detainees were people just picked up in the equivalent to a KGB Stalin-era street sweep. And you remember those Stalin-era street sweep people. They would just go and they would just take these big buses and trucks and they would go down the street and just sweep people up off the street and put them in the trucks and go torture them to see what they were up to. We'll be right back and finish up Dr. Roberts' letter here. Very, very good. And I say, hear, hear to Dr. Roberts for coming back on the side of the American people.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aronizer. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can you understand why it's time now, as Congressman Ron Paul has just started to do, to stand up and holler to the rooftops about these things? Stand up and get out of the prayer closets and get busy and call your Congress and Senate and raise Cain about these things. Do not go down without a fight. What's that old song, Steve? Die on my feet than live on my knees. Well, that used to be the attitude of the American people. I don't know if it is today. I know a lot of our listeners feel like I do about that, and a lot of our police and soldiers here do about that. But let's finish up this article here. Everyone is disturbed about this barbaric and illegal practice about torturing, except the Bush administration. In an amendment to the $440 billion defense bill last Wednesday, the U.S. Senate voted 90-9 to ban cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment of anyone in the U.S. government custody. President Bush responded to the Senate's will by repeating his earlier threat to veto the bill. In other words, allow me to torture, demands Bush of the Senate, or you will be guilty of delaying the military's budget during wartime. Bush is threatening the Senate with blame for the deaths of U.S. soldiers who will die because they don't have the body armor or Humvee armor in time if he vetoes the defense budget bill. It will be the short step, folks, from torturing detention or detainees abroad to torturing the accused in U.S. jails and prisons today. I got news for Dr. Roberts. It is going on in the jails and the prisons today because we hear from the people that ask us to send letters because they're being tortured. Medications being withheld from them, medical treatments being held from them, all kinds of things. But let me finish up here. The attorney-client privilege, another great achievement, has been breached by the Lynn Stewart case. I can't believe this, folks. We've got to look this one up. It says here that there's a U.S. attorney who's been accused of being a terrorist because she represented her client in ways disapproved of by the U.S. prosecutors. Can you believe that in America? Stewart was indicted, tried, and convicted for providing material support for terrorists because she defended her client too well and in ways disapproved by the prosecutors. Absolutely incredible, folks. Attorney Stewart's indictment sends a message to all attorneys not to represent too dutiful or aggressively your clients who are unpopular or demonized by the government. Initially, this category may be limited to terrorists. However, once the attorney-client privilege is breached, any attorney who gets too much in the way of the prosecutor's case may experience retribution by prosecution. The intimidation factor can result in an attorney presenting a very weak defense for you. It can even result in attorneys doing as the U.S. Justice Department desires and help convict you behind your back. Unbelievable, folks. Well, as he says here, when the protective features of the law are removed, law becomes a weapon. Habeas corpus, due process, and these other things, protections against torture, are protective features that are supposed to shield the accused in this nation. The damage terrorists can affect on America in comparison to the loss of civil liberties to protect us from arbitrary power of use, used as a weapon. He says here it would only mean the end of America as the land of liberty. Thank you, Dr. Roberts, and we've got to get out of here, folks. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good weekend. Good night.
Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.